Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 1st. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The government will say, of course, it's a success, and it's the first person who's been sent to Rwanda.
UK sends its first asylum seeker to Rwanda, and man due in court over nursing home attack. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a man is facing charges of assaulting an elderly resident at a nursing home in the Midlands. He's due before the court this morning in connection with the attack on a woman aged in her 80s. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
This serious assault happened on Monday evening when a man used a back door to gain entry to the nursing home in the Midlands. He made his way into the woman's room and attacked her. Staff were alerted by noises and interrupted the assault. The woman, who's aged in her 80s, was taken to the Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore. Her injuries aren't life-threatening, but it's understood she is still receiving medical care. A man aged in his 50s was arrested by Gardaí at the scene. He's due before Athlone District Court this morning.
US police officers in riot gear have raided Columbia University and arrested pro-Palestinian protesters occupying one of its buildings. Officials say up to 40 people have been removed from the university's Hamilton Hall. Officers arrived at the request of university bosses, who claimed they'd no choice, saying protesters chose to escalate the situation. Earlier, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the situation must end.
We cannot and will not allow what should be a peaceful gathering to turn into a violent spectacle that serves no purpose. We cannot wait till this situation becomes even more serious. This must end now.
The UK has sent its first failed asylum seeker to Rwanda under a voluntary scheme. The migrant was sent on a commercial flight separate to the British government's controversial deportation plan. Under the terms of the scheme, the person will be able to claim around £3,000 sterling to help with relocation costs. More from Sky's political correspondent John Craig.
It's not a deportation flight. He was put on a commercial flight, paid £3,000 under a voluntary scheme. The government will say, of course, it's a success, and it's the first person who's been sent to Rwanda, but it's not quite as the government would have us believe.
Rural independent TDs will confront the government today with a Dáil motion on the EU migration pact. They're urging the government to publish the Attorney General's advice on the pact and hold a national debate before it goes to a vote. Group leader Deputy Matty McGrath claims the government's mishandling of immigration is a ticking time bomb for the country.
For some reason, our government, with undue haste and in indecent haste, really, are pushing this through and just by putting it through the two houses, the Dáil and Shannon, and hey presto, it's a done deal. This is not acceptable. It's shoddy and slipshod democracy, and the people must have a say in this.
The importance of only travelling to hospital when absolutely necessary is being highlighted by ambulance control staff. On average, the National Ambulance Service deals with around 1,000 emergency calls every day. A common myth is that arriving to hospital in an ambulance will result in you getting treatment quicker, but call taker Kevin McLaughlin with the National Ambulance Service says that isn't the case.
Everybody's triaged the same way in the hospital as you would be triaged over the phone here. So if you pull up in an ambulance with a lady walked in with chest pain who's a lot sicker than you, she's going to be seen before you, and you will be then waiting in the ambulance. So if you can make your own way, I suggest you do. But if you do really need us, just call us straight away.
A national survey reveals high rates of depression and anxiety across the country. Research carried out for Aware shows more than half of people questioned report depression and 4 in 10 experience anxiety. The results show the day-to-day lives of adults with moderate depression are significantly affected. Dr. Susan Brannock, clinical director of Aware, says that's most likely to affect adults living with a chronic illness.
About 1 in 5 or 20% of people have received a diagnosis of depression. So getting a diagnosis requires maybe recognising that something is wrong initially and then taking the decision to seek more formal help for it. And that can be a difficult process for many people and certainly will be affected by what services are available where someone lives.
We're being encouraged to be on the lookout for ticks when out and about this summer. The HSE is launching an awareness campaign today to keep the public safe from Lyme disease. Up to 400 people are infected with it each year, which is brought on by tick bites. Paul McKeown is a consultant in public health medicine and explains where the mites can be found.
Ticks are found everywhere. They're found in the countryside, in rural areas, but they're also found in urban areas. Ticks like dark, damp places, so they're going to be found in the undergrowth. But they're found in woodland, they're found in moorland. They're particularly fond of grass.
In entertainment news, Barbara Streisand insists a comment she left for US actress Melissa McCarthy on Instagram was a compliment after heavy criticism saw it deleted. She asked, "Did you take Ozempic, a type 2 diabetes medicine known for its weight loss effects?" Explaining herself, the musical star says her friend looked fantastic and she forgot the world was reading her post. And in sport, in soccer, a 2-2 draw between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid means it's all to play for in next week's Champions League semi-final second leg. Both sides' second goals came from the penalty spot. Harry Kane netted Bayern's penalty, with Vinicius Jr. scoring his second of the night from the spot. They'll meet again at the Bernabeu next Wednesday. The semi-final action remains in Germany tonight as Borussia Dortmund host Atletico Madrid in their first leg. Kickoff is at 8. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.